咁我哋就进入第七项，就系利用资讯科技为乘客提供交通服务资讯，即系中西区交运会文件第32/2012号。咁咧就欢迎仲系电车公司嘅代表喺度啦，都系黄在求先生，同埋港铁公司公共关系经理对外事务咧梁可欣小姐，仲有就系新巴城巴公众事务经理廖嘉欣小姐。我看到都在這裡了，文件是由陳才喜議員、陳哲貴議員、文志華議員提交的。我首先問了提交文件的委員有沒 有補充，首先請陳才喜議員。
問回那個附件二電車公司的回覆，那裡在第三段那個 next train 那裡呢，就第那個第第四點，香港電車公司網頁之桌面版亦提供我等资讯啊，嗰、那个我等资讯嗰度系咪即系系咪打错咗字，定系可唔可以再解释下咩叫我等资讯啊？或者系呢一阵先答啊。咁另外咧就系睇翻嗰个我都想知道其他，譬如嗰、那个新巴嗰、那个会唔会响好似九巴咁样咧，会有个站里边会唔会有啲 QR code 嗰啲咁嘅吓？
陳志貴議員，
我建議他們答了這個問題之後開放大家再表達。
好啊好啊，會不會給電車公司答了這個問題先？好
啊簡單來說是不好意思打錯，可能我地聲出的版本錯了，因為該等資訊，不好意思打錯了個字，不好意思啊。
好，手文字好，那我現在就想開放個文件給大家一拼發問和討論，好嗎？首先請需要發言的請舉定手，好嗎？好，有请陈志贵议员。
多谢主席。这个用这个先进的科技呢，是将个信息呢是即是提供给这个乘客呢，这个是越来越重要。几个媒体呢也都即是这个运输公司呢也都有积极的回应，都讲出他们将来会怎么做啊。咁即係呢个态度都正確嘅，不过有啲唔满意佢哋即係喺未来嗰个发展嗰方面呢都係比较拖迟，未能够好积极去做。咁我哋知道呢电车公司呢其实现时嚟讲呢有成600个呢、这个即係嗰个叫做好嗰、个叫做咩叫做招嘅资标签啊，係。咁呢就其實可以做到呢係嗰、那個實時嘅一個資料，不過只不過去到個總嘅指揮室嗰度。咁點樣從指揮室裏面俾到每一個站頭呢，呢、這個有需要呢係加設一啲設施啦，特別係嗰啲叫做即時嘅即係嗰個即係電腦接收器啦，即係個電腦屏啦，咁或者在車上呢是裝一些即時的廣播，加上那個LED 的顯示器啦。咁電車公司呢個答覆呢就是會在一個月裏面呢增加一兩架車去實施這樣的呢，即係我覺得這個是實在太慢了。你有百幾架車，咁你幾時才可以做得好呢？咁一個月才做得一兩架。咁所以我希望呢度能夠即係盡快去實施呢樣嘢，依家只得十架，咁即係都係好唔理想。咁同時呢就即係能夠喺個站嗰度呢都能夠有一啲咁嘅叫做電即係電視嘅屏幕呢，咁呢個呢就好過淨係單淨係用嗰個電話去接收，因為特別我諗我哋大家知道呢電車公司呢啲長者使用得比較多。咁如果你只是用這個電話呢，可能真的對於他們來說是不太方便。如果有這個LED 的顯示屏在車內，也都或者在個站裡面呢能夠多一些電視的顯示屏呢，我想對於他們來說是有好處。希望呢即係有關的公司呢也都在這方面呢能夠不要只是為了個利潤那樣東西，應該是多從即係便民那個角度那盡快實施這樣東西。謝謝。
好，陳才喜議員。
利用資訊科技，我諗即係喺現代呢個社會咧，都係好重要啦。尤其是係交通方面咧，因為香港呢個地少人多啦，亦都交通擠塞啦。咁希望亦都即係有關嘅交通服務提供者咧，嗰、那個嘅資訊科技嗰個咧，可以係更上一層樓啦，使到我哋嘅 市民咧可以更加可以方便咁樣就攞到相關嘅資訊。咁我有幾個問題，首先就係個 LED 嗰度咧，我亦都見到九巴公司亦都有提話會有啲大型嘅發光二極管顯示屏。咁我諗我驚啊，咩叫大型咧？大成點咧？幾多？係咪十米乘十米咧？幾咁啊？啲嘢冇講到個 size 啊，咁啊，希望咧就而家嗰個，因為我哋而家市面都好多 LED 啦，雖然咧就係慳電，不過咧都會有少少即係擔心光污染嗰樣嘢啦。咁啊，唔知即係嗰個尺碼咧，嗰個 LED 顯示屏咧，譬如電車公司又好，或者巴士公司又好啦，你哋個 LED 嗰度咧係點樣裝法，同埋即係嗰個size 會點樣咧？呢個第一個問題啦。第二個問題關於嗰個壓蝕嗰方面 ，Apps 方面咧就即係壓蝕方面咧就佢本身咧就係、是、都係廣泛應用嘅，而家好多人都會用嘅呢樣嘢啦。另外一個 QR code 啦，就可唔可以喺所有嘅巴士站咧都提供到一啲啊？因為而家見到咧九巴就話有28個。巴士站咧就啊，唔係28個，即係有站裏邊咧係會有 QR code 嘅。咁啊，幾時會有全面嘅 QR code 嘅實施咧？即係我想問係九巴同埋新巴都係一個問題。咁另一個問題俾 MTR 咧，就係關於嗰、那個，即係有時如果 MTR 咧啊嗰、那個資訊方面咧，因為都會塞車或者會有啲嘅唔係塞車，即係嗰時嗰啲MTR 有時嗰個車會係跪低咗啦，即係啲車嚟唔到啦。咁、那個資訊方面係點樣去好及時咁樣去通報俾我哋嘅市民咧？除咗係一個站內廣播之外咧，可唔可以用個即係用咩方法去更加快地去快速地話俾人聽咧？咁另外亦都係話嗰個如果喺一個大塞車嘅情況之下咧，嗰啲資訊點樣互享，即係互通啊，或者運輸處有冇考慮咧，將呢啲咁嘅即係唔同類型嘅一啲嘅唔同公司提供一啲嘅資訊方面嘅嘢，可唔可以有個串連或者一個互通，有個咩嘅機制，你哋會考慮嘅嚇？唔該。
好，蕭嘉儀議員，
多謝主席。咁就即科技資訊永遠都係適用於我哋市民大眾嘅。咁我就睇翻咧其實都覺得電車公司有一個600個無緣標籤咧，因為都參觀過你哋嗰個控制中心，覺得係非常之好嘅一個高科技使用，知道所有班次塞車嘅情況啦，或者係遇到啲突發事件可以即刻處理，呢個係值得讚賞。咁但係咧就我就見到咧你哋喺電車上面咧，亦都知道你喺今年5月開始咧，逐步有啲車會有一啲 LED。咁其實有冇話係大概幾時完成曬所有？車換曬呢個 LED 定係有部分你唔會換啊？定係個數量會點樣增長法咧？因為見到每個月一至兩架咁，最後幾時換好曬咧？咁樣咁都想知道。咁另外咧，其實我自己咧都成日有 download 呢啲 apps 嘅。咁我見到咧，其實運輸署咧都有個 apps 咧，係綜合所有即係交通工具嘅一啲路線圖啦，或者係價錢啦，甚至乎時間啦嘅。咁但係咧，我都想喺啱啱我又撳入去運輸署嗰個 Apps 嗰度咧，咁啊見到電車公司咧同埋纜車咧呢兩樣嘢咧，就撳入去咧，佢就冇連接，佢就要連結到去你哋公司嘅網頁。就唔係有即刻有一個資料喺度，咁其實嗰個問題係咪真係冇一個連結定係點樣呢？因為啱啱我就啱啱撳指示你哋電車同埋纜車嗰、那個即係呢個係運輸署嘅 Apps 嚟嘅，咁我想睇運輸署嗰邊有知唔知道究竟係咩一回事？係咁啊，暫時係咁多，唔該主席。
好，仲有冇其他委員需要發問或者討論下？如果冇咧，我就請幾間公司逐一回應咗先啦。咁我首先不如請咗電車公司先，好唔好啊？係咪阿黃生回應？好。
Well, thank you for all these comments. I'm quite proud to be some kind of showing the trend in Hong Kong in public transport. This is not what I thought about Hong Kong tramways when I came in 3 years ago. So, thank you for all your comments. I mean, passenger information is something that is a bit complicated, and in the end, the first thing to understand is that it's really a plus for the client, but it's not necessarily something that is also increasing the ridership that quickly. It's a plus that you provide to your clients, and it's not in a couple of days bringing additional revenues, and this is something that has to be understood from the very beginning. What is helping increasing the ridership is if the public transport is saturated, providing more kilometers and increasing the speed, or doing better regulation. So what we did initially at Hong Kong Tramways was to try and be able to position in real time all our vehicles on the line so that we can provide a better regulation, hence a better service. Once that information was available for us, the idea, of course, is to make it as transparent as possible and to share it with everyone so that everyone can enjoy a better ride on tramways or a better expectation at tram stops. The first thing you can do quite quickly to provide it is to make it accessible online so that all the people that have the technology to access it can access it. With those QR codes, it's really the very first stage of the development. Because the information is available, we share it with whoever, it's true, has a smartphone or something quite similar. This information is also accessible from any of your desktop. So if you're in the office and you want to make sure that before going to the tram stop, there is one coming, you can also check from the office. The next steps are, of course, all the steps that you have mentioned that in all your comments. The information at station, which is exactly the same as what we're providing on the... it's not really an application, because for me, an application is something that is inside your phone and doesn't need any connection to the internet. If you need a connection to the internet, then it's simply speaking a website. To have real-time information, you have to get connected to something. So in the end, application or not, you need an internet connection. Otherwise, the information that is real-time cannot be updated. At tram stops, we're looking at installing LED. It takes a bit of time to develop. This is something that is quite complicated to develop in terms of dual language between English and Chinese. We're finalizing everything, and we'll get the first sample delivered in the next 8 weeks. The first station that we plan to equip shall be 35E, which is Admiralty. It's an easy station for us because there is no space issue, and it will be a great location for us to test. The idea is probably by the end of Q1 2013 to have equipped 18 stations. Of course, if we can be quicker, we'll try and be quicker. There is no limit to the development except our resources. So this is something that can be installed at each and every station, but of course there is money involved. So we have to be a bit patient on the development of these products. When it comes to LED on board the tramways, everything starts step by step. 2 years ago, we implemented stop names, which was static information, but which was a first stage already. I mean, now that there is a stop and a name, you can actually give a normal meeting point to people, and you don't need to tell them that we will meet at the tram stop in front of Louis Vuitton in Central. That's the first thing, and if you want to get ready for the real-time passenger information, which is the next stop announcement when you're on board the tramway, you have to give your stops a name. So this is what we did 2 years ago. Now then we worked on announcing the next stop. Announcing the next stop is something that can be done manually, as it's probably done on most of the buses, if I'm not mistaken, in Hong Kong. And as it's done already on our 10 trams that you've probably seen that are already equipped with LED, the driver is just pressing a button that announces the next stop, depending on the destination that is input at the beginning. The idea, of course, is to make this fully automatic, and this is why we have implemented, as you were saying, RFID tags at each and every station. We will be able to know exactly when each and every tram is leaving any station, which will automatically trigger the next stop announcement. This is something that we have finalized, and the first automatic tram will be ready probably next week and coming out next week for testing. The initial plan is to install these at the same pace as the new trams being developed. You've probably heard last year when we were discussing about upgrading our fleet that we would upgrade about 12 to 15 trams every year in the next 7 to 8 years to finish the plan. Initially, the LED inside the tram cars were supposed to follow exactly the same path. This is something that can be accelerated, but it's always the same. It's becoming a resource issue. There is LED outside, there is LED inside. LED outside is not really necessary the quickest thing that we need to implement, but inside the tram cars is quite important to announce the next stop. And this is something that can be implemented separately. because all the tramways are already equipped with the computer, because they're related to our operation control center, and they have the operating system already. But again, it's about purchasing quite a lot of LED panels, which is also a big investment for Hong Kong Tramways. So the initial plan we proposed is something that we know we can follow. Of course, we are very willing to go a bit faster if we can, but limited resources as usual, and we will do our best. But we're quite proud now that I hear all your comments to be some kind of a trend in Hong Kong, and to have this kind of exchange with every one of you. Thank you.
好，跟住不如係俾港鐵公司梁小姐回應好嗎？唔該。多謝主席。 陳議員就提問，就係話，即係若果可能遇到一啲事故啊、延誤嘅時候，即係港鐵公司可以點樣作出通報呢？咁其實，如果啲延誤係超過8分鐘嘅話呢，港鐵公司係必須要通知返運輸處嘅。咁當然啦，即係我哋都唔希望發生呢啲延誤。咁但係若果發生嘅時候，我哋喺站裡面呢，當然有公佈係俾乘客知道，即係可以發生咩事，同埋點樣可以再計劃餘下嘅行程。咁除此之外呢，我哋都會主動通知返呢電子傳媒嘅，等市民 可以第一時間透過即係即時嘅新聞了解翻即係而家嗰個延誤嘅情況係點樣啊？幾時大概恢復服務啊？咁樣咁議員亦都有提過，即係可能日後會唔會有一啲Apps係可以即係包括到呢一個需要呢？咁我哋呢，即係一路呢都會再即係喺將來呢會設計唔同嘅 Apps 嘅，咁我都會將呢一個即係意見呢反映返俾同事知，備悉返，咁或者喺日後再設計嘅時候都參考返議員嘅意見。多謝主席。
唔該曬，咁新巴城巴嘅廖小姐，請你回應下。
多謝主席。咁之前呢，其實我哋已經有一個嘅書面嘅回覆啦，咁俾各位議員。不過今次嚟到啦，咁我哋都可以即係集中返啦，有一啲嘅我哋實時嘅資訊啦，可以同返一啲嘅議員去講返。咁其實我相信即係議員頭先都講咗好多。咁其實即係我哋都係要與時並進啦。其實即係而家有好多咁大部分嘅市民都係用緊智能手機啊，或者用上網去想即係知道多少少嘅資訊咁樣啦。而巴士公司呢，咁喺上年嘅年初啦，咁 都已經係我哋去製作咗一個 app 啦，咁就可以俾啲市民呢去即時去查詢返啦，我哋所有嘅路線啦，同埋相關嗰啲嘅服務嘅資訊咁樣。咁頭先我聽到啲議員啦，都會睇下問下我哋會唔會考慮下，即係會加返嗰個 QR code 咁樣。咁我相信咁其實而家我哋嗰個嘅 apps 啦，咁都已經係覆蓋到大部即係全部我哋所有嘅路線啦，所有嘅資料。咁我相信即係嗰個即係個智能手機嗰度都可以係應用得好好咁樣㗎啦。咁即係都可以 唔知大家有冇都 download 咗我哋嗰個 apps 啦？咁其實我哋嗰個apps 即係搜尋嗰個功能啦，其實我哋特登係擺咗一個喺一個地圖上面去搜尋呢一個新嘅一個嶄新嘅功能嘅，咁變咗就係唔需要大家係逐個上車點啦，即係去選擇咁樣去搜尋翻個路線，而係喺呢個地圖上面點對點咁樣可以即時搜尋翻你喺當時嗰個嘅 location 去點樣去揾返附近嘅巴士路線呢？咁呢一個都係我哋呢，即係諗咗一啲新嘅一啲嘅方法啦，咁可以方便返市民去揾返路線嘅資料嘅。 咁而另外啦，咁有關實時嗰個嘅巴士嘅資訊啦，咁其實我哋巴士公司呢，其實一直喺城巴嗰個機場快線 A10路線呢，我哋都有一個功能呢，就係可以俾市民去查詢返即時，如果佢而家等緊個巴士最快啦，個三班嘅巴士嗰個抵達你選擇嗰個 location 嗰個時間嗰個係個實時嘅時間。咁點解我哋之前會有呢一個咁樣嘅諗法呢？咁都係鑑於即係可能機場嘅路線啦，都係會比較時間會長。 咁同埋我哋搭車嘅嗰個嘅機場巴士路線嘅乘客呢，就未必係會咁熟悉嗰條路線。咁變咗我哋就覺得有實時即係提供向佢哋提供返個實時嗰個嘅資訊嘅需要咯。咁而呢一個嘅功能呢，咁我哋將會喺今年年 之前呢，都會去向返擴展返去所有嘅A線嘅，即係所有嘅機場快線。咁希望即係各位市民啦，即係或者旅行嘅人士、外遊嘅時候，咁都可以即時返去查返嗰個實時到站嗰個資訊咁樣嘅。咁我諗主要都係講返即係介紹返呢兩個新嘅資訊啦。咁或者議員有再有提問嘅，都可以再問我哋嘅。
好，頭先有委員都有提問，有關運輸署，我想睇下部門有冇需要有回應先嚇，有請阿余生運輸署。
多謝主席。就我頭先好啱撳咗入去睇過，咁的而且確係電車係佢係直接係有個 hyperlink 拎咗喺電車嗰度嘅。咁我會將蕭源嘅意見帶翻去俾我哋負責嘅同事考慮嘅。
好，跟住我睇到陳才喜議員啊，陳志貴議員嚇，陳志貴議員嚇。
我最主要回應咧，即係對於呢個兩巴。提出嗰、那個即係會喺 A 線嗰度做嗰個即時嗰樣嘢咧，實時嗰、那個，即係我都欣賞。不過係咪唔好淨係A 線咧？咁雖然 A 線你賺得多啲，收費多啲，希望即係你作為一個大企業咧，係應該諗多啲線路即係普及呢樣嘢啦。呢、這個第一，電車公司我哋同兩位議員入呢個文件咧，就因為電車公司比較進取即係逆咗手之後咧，就請我哋去參觀啊。雖然佢一個老嘅公共服務公司，咁但係即係佢都敢開放佢哋嘅廠房俾我哋入去參觀，咁所以我哋先至其實都係好積極地希望佢能夠做得更好嘅。咁你順利加咗價啦，咁啊，琴日亦都長者亦都開始實施新嘅價錢啦，咁所以呢個你成日強調。成日強調話嗰個資源嗰個咧，這個可以慢慢爭取。嗱，當如果你係即係我哋嗰啲乘客對於你嗰個服務係更有信心嘅時候咧，其實你嘅生意咧係會逐步提高。咁所以即係點樣去改善你嘅服務咧？這個我諗你可以做多啲。特別咧，我希望咧喺個廣播方面，因為你嘅用家多數係啲長者，我正話都講過咧，即係嗰個熒幕啊嗰啲可能即係可以慢一步，但係你嘅廣播嗰方面特別有啲。突發性嘅事件咧，即係要透過廣播話俾佢聽咧。咁呢個我諗對於佢個即係取得嘅資訊咧係好重要嘅。咁我希望你呢方面咧係特別留意一下。
好，陳才喜議員，
意見就係話，即係嗰個嘅巴士公司咧就唔好吝惜咁樣。即係我諗係好多街坊都有咁嘅需要嘅，即係唔好淨係 A 線啦。我諗即係一號啊、五號 B 啊，就算十號啊、十八號啊，我諗我哋都尤其是我哋即係西環嘅街坊，我哋問過啲街坊咧，佢都覺得即係呢方面如果。大家都用手機嘅，咁如果能夠知道下一班車幾時嚟咧，對於佢哋嗰個計劃咧就可以更加好啲啊！即係佢可能出門之前已經可以即係知道你嗰個十八號幾時嚟啊，或者一號幾時嚟啊，咁起碼都好啲。即係我諗呢個亦都希望你盡快去即係考慮我哋呢個建議啦。唔該曬。
好我自己陳志貴議員咧，令我諗起一個經歷咧，就係關於廣播，就係等電車嘅時候咧，有一次係一次好嚴重嘅事故咧，就冇廣播。咁成個德輔道中嘅中區咧，每一個站咧嘅人都等咗超過七九個字，甚至一個鐘咧。咁我諗呢個係一個好好嘅例子啦。點解要進行呢、這個即係提升同埋廣播？咁我想睇下幾間公司有冇需要回應嘅地方。如果我睇唔到有廖小姐係咪？
多謝主席，都回應翻頭先啊陳志貴同埋另外陳才議員嘅提問啦，咁都好明白嘅，咁當然啦，實時嗰個嘅資訊，每一條線都有，咁就會當然好理想嘅，咁但係都可以同議員解釋翻啦，咁其實即係我哋都經過好多年嘅時間咧，去擺放咗好多唔少嘅資源咧，去研究翻呢一個實時資訊嗰個嘅系統嘅，咁所以而家我哋都係一個突破啦，即係由 A 十路線都已經係擴展到去全部所有嘅 A 線，咁希望即係希望俾乘客或者系啲旅客啦，有一啲即系增值嘅一啲嘅服务。咁所以即系作为我哋巴士公司，咁其实嗰个资源嘅分配都要用得其所，同埋即系都要睇下边一个嘅情况系会用得会比较有具呢个成本效益啦。咁我哋所以就先选择一啲路途比较长啦，嗰啲系非经常性嘅乘客啦，同埋班次真系比较冇咁密嘅。咁呢啲嘅路线先去做咗先。咁我哋都会去睇翻嗰个嘅效果啦，同埋市民系咪。真係會受落嘅，咁我哋都會再去不時咁去檢討翻呢啲嘅情況咁樣。咁而另外即係其他我哋喺唔同嘅巴士嘅總站啦，即係個別巴士總站都會有一啲嘅大型嘅panel 啦，咁都係會提示到乘客。系啦，即系会有唔同嘅路，会唔同嘅巴士站都会有系唔同嘅大细嘅，都有个别吓。我呢度就未必会提供到个 size， 系啦，咁就每我哋都会视乎翻嘅人流啦、啲路线啦，咁同埋嗰个嘅乘客嗰个需求啦，会去安装呢一啲嘅屏幕啦，咁可以提示翻乘客咁样嘅。唔该晒。
好，如果在座冇其他补充或者跟进嘅有啊。 好，就陳彩醫院。
簡單，因為現在 MTR 呢就越來越多站，那會不會考慮好像有其他大城市那樣呢，即每個站都有一個 number， 因為除了我們的站名之外有一個編號，因為現在我們以前可能站比較少，那將來有我們港島西線啊，甚至乎有這個南線啊，甚至乎有沙中線啊等等呢，即我們的珠珠網越來越大的結網，那所以有一個 number 呢就更加方便到我們遊客。謝謝。
好，看看有沒有任何的跟進需要。好，有請電車公司。
If I may to come back on what you were discussing about before, we have spent a lot of time in the past 2 years to develop the actual basis of the system. Once we have developed this, there is absolutely no limit to all the developments. This has to be very clear. Now, of course, we cannot be as fast as you are when you're discussing about all this, but it's... The system has been developed. When I was saying that there would be LED inside the tram car, there is also speakers, of course, and speakers that can be controlled by the computer directly, by the motorman if you want, or by the control room if they want. The same principle of the system is also what we're going to use at the stations when we have LED. It's controlled by a computer that can control the speaker as well. So in the near future or in the future future, depending on the resources, there is a lot of things that can be done. Now, in terms of broadcasting and waiting for trams, maybe one reason is because the tram was actually in Devereux block, but in terms of broadcasting, the next tram is not only showing the next three trams, it's also showing all the incidents in real time. So every time we have an incident happening or a traffic jam, the operator of the control room will input something in the system that will directly appear on your smartphone, if it's a smartphone, or on your computer if you're checking the website, and it will show you that there is an incident. We had an incident the other night in Johnston Road. There was no tram for an hour in Central the other evening at 7 p.m. I think it was on Friday. There was a lot of people waiting at the platform because we haven't communicated enough on the tool yet, but we're working on it and we'll try to expand the use of all this. The information was available. 2 minutes after the incident, you could have checked on your mobile phone and you would have seen that there was an incident in Gresson Street. And of course, if there is no trams coming, people have to understand that this is because there was an issue. And we cannot clearly say until what time the issue is going to last, but at least people can see that the information they see on their mobile phone is actually a little bit wrong because there is an incident. And then, of course, we have to ask for everyone's patience and try to come back to normal as fast as possible. And the tool is also helping us to come back to normal as quickly as possible and to focus on regulation after the incidents.
好，我哋時間落後咗少少嘅，我想睇下仲有冇在座需要跟進。如果冇咧，我就喺呢度結束第七項呢個討論。